AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports a second U.S. District Court judge has granted a preliminary injunction in a lawsuit by states challenging a pause on federal funding.
The Rhode Island judge's ruling extends a block barring the Trump administration from freezing grants and loans, potentially totaling trillions of dollars. The White House has said the temporary funding halt will ensure that the payments comply with Trump's agenda. Among the funding impacted are billions of dollars that would fund rooftop solar power in low-income neighborhoods and grants to reduce greenhouse gases and pollutants. Rhode Island's Attorney General, speaking in support of the ruling, says the president's federal funding freeze flies in the face of the separation of powers.
President Trump says he has postponed 25% tariffs on most goods from Mexico for a month after a conversation with that country's president. His announcement comes after Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick said tariffs on both Canada and Mexico would, quote, likely be delayed. The House has voted to censure Al Green, a Democratic congressman from Texas, for disrupting President Trump's address to Congress earlier this week. House Speaker Mike Johnson read the censure resolution.
By its adoption of House Resolution 189, the House has resolved that Representative Al Green be censured, that Representative Al Green forthwith present himself in the well of the House of Representatives for the pronouncement of censure, and that Representative Al Green be censured with public reading of this resolution by the Speaker.
Green offered no regrets when he explained his actions on the House floor and said he would do it again. The resolution against him was approved in a mostly party-line vote. In a rare move, bipartisan legislation has been introduced in the latest attempt to fight the flow of fentanyl into the U.S. from China, Mexico, and through other borders. It's one reason President Trump has given for the new tariffs. This is AP News. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports on a UN report on women's rights around the world.
30 years after world leaders adopted a historic blueprint to achieve gender equality, a new United Nations report says women's and girls' rights are under attack. It also says that gender discrimination is deeply embedded in economies and societies. The report, released Thursday by the UN agency, focusing on women's rights and gender equality, found that nearly one quarter of governments worldwide reported a backlash to women's rights last year. Despite progress on girls' education and access to family planning, UN Women said a woman or girl is killed every 10 minutes by a partner or family member, and cases of conflict-related sexual violence have increased by 50% since 2022. I'm Karen Shamas.
U.S. stocks are falling back sharply. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.